The White House braces for the Ukraine invasion. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, now believing it inevitable.
President Biden says he's convinced, based on significant intelligence capability, that Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine.
We believe that they will target Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, a city of 2.8 million innocent people.
In remarks at the White House, the president also accused Russia of fabricating threats in eastern Ukraine as a pretext to invade.
All of these are consistent with the playbook the Russians have used before, to set up a false justification to act against Ukraine.
President Biden says the free world is united in imposing a severe economic cost on Russia if it does invade, adding a diplomatic outcome is still possible.
Fox's Jared Halperin in Canada. Police beginning a crackdown on the truck drivers who've occupied the streets of Ottawa, demanding an end to COVID-19 restrictions. Police arresting 100 people and towing dozens of vehicles.
We will run this operation 24 hours a day until the residents and community have their entire city back.
That's Ottawa's interim police chief, Steve Bell. The U.S. Capitol Police giving a briefing to some members of Congress and committee staffers on Friday about a convoy of truck drivers to Washington, now being organized to coincide with the State of the Union message 10 days from now. A federal judge in Washington has ruled that comments former President Trump made at a rally just before last year's Capitol incursion were not protected speech. The judge refusing to throw out the civil lawsuits filed against Mr. Trump by lawmakers and two Capitol Hill police officers who accused him of fomenting the violence. More losses on Wall Street Friday. Investors reacting to the tensions over Ukraine, pushing the Dow down 232 points. NASDAQ dropped 168. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Germany to attend the annual Munich Security Conference.
Harris's European trip comes at a pivotal moment, not only for the Biden administration, but for her own political standing. A Fox News poll taken in January, 1 year into her term, shows 54% of people disapprove of her job performance, 43% approve. Critics repeatedly attack Harris, whether it be for constant staff shakeups or for failing to deliver solutions on high-profile assignments. From convincing Congress to pass voting reform legislation to enacting new immigration policies. Harris has also received widespread criticism for her media interviews. The White House says the president has full faith in her abilities, given their close relationship.
Fox's Mark Meredith. It's 2 years in prison for former suburban Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter, much less than what prosecutors had originally asked for. Potter shot and killed motorist Dante Wright when he resisted arrest during a traffic stop, saying she meant only to tase him. Wright's mother, Katie, upset with the sentence.
Today, the justice system murdered him all over again.
Judge saying Potter made a mistake and is remorseful for it. As the labor dispute between the owners and the players continues, Major League Baseball formally putting spring training on hold.
Major League Baseball confirmed that spring training will not start until at least March 5th as the MLB lockout entered day 79 Friday. Spring camps were set to open this past week with games starting February 26th. The league in their statement adding, quote, "We are committed to reaching an agreement that is fair to each side." On Monday, members of the Owners Bargaining Committee will join an in-person meeting with the Players Association and remain every day next week to negotiate and work hard towards starting the season on time. MLB officials, after talks on Thursday, pinpointed a deadline of February 28th to get a new collective bargaining agreement in place to not impact opening day on March 31st. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.